Barnabas Cookman, give him a little dollar. If you only have that Kairish and the cotton, who do you give the wallet to? I'll leave it to Rebeleza, Loti Boyalo. According to Rebeleza, there's no shy. The Tanya, Reb Yitzchak Omer, Mishum Rebeleza, Trumas Kairish, Losetzi Lechulin, Neshu Sadi. Rebeleza holds a Kairish has a certain amount of das. So, and a cotton has no das. So it's better to give it to the cotton, not to the Kairish. Rashi. Losetzi Lechulin, the Havi Truma Lesser Lazorim, the Yaz of Yitron, Hapikeach Acheris. If the Cheresh took off Truma, so it's a Sothic whether it's good or not, so you that doesn't go Lechulin, that you have to give to a Kohen because it's Sothic. You have to take off other Truma, a regular, normal person has to take off other Truma to make sure that the Truma is taken off. So, Shul Sothic, Idas Tzlut Sahi. We're not sure if a Cheresh has a clear das, or a Cheresh doesn't have clear das. So that's what you call the Rebbe Lezer. Kisi boyalach, I'll leave it to Rabban. The Shail is only coming to the Rabban. The Snan Chamisha lo Yitrumu, then Tormu ain't Trumas and Truma. Five people can't take off Truma. If they did, the Truma's no Truma at all. Eluhain, and these are the five people. Cheresh Shol to the Cotton. Vatorim is set Sheino Shalo. The Nachri Shetorim is Shal Yisrael. Five people are a Cheresh Shol to the Cotton. So according to the Rabban, and a Cheresh doesn't accomplish anything. He's mamish like a Shota. And his Truma is no Truma. And a person who takes Truma from somebody else's thing without permission. And a Nochri, a Goy, who takes Truma from Israel's produce. A Filibishu. So even if he gave permission, the Goy can't affect Truma. Ain't Truma so Truma. So my, Cheresh Yoivle, the Cotton Osi Lechal Das. So now the Shaila is, both of them have no Das. A Cheresh and a Cotton. So who's better to give the wallet to? To give it to a Cheresh, because the cotton eventually become a Chlaudas, and therefore he may get used to doing it later on. Or Dilma, the cotton Yoivle, the Cheresh, Osi Lechlute, the God of Pikeach. Or maybe you should give it to the cotton, because people won't confuse him with an adult. But if they see you giving it to a Cheresh, they may end up giving it to a normal adult, because the two of them are adults. So if it's a Cheresh cotton, for sure you give it to the Cheresh cotton, not to the regular cotton. Ika di Amri l'cheresh yoivle. Some say you give it to the cheresh. Ika di Amri l'cotton yoivle. And some say you give it to the cotton. One sees this reasoning more, one sees the other reasoning more. Ein sham lo nochri, velo chamor, velo cheresh, velo shota, velo cotton. What happens if none of these things exist? You're traveling alone and you don't have a donkey. And there's no cheresh shota, the cotton, or goy around to give the wallet to. Mai, so what do you do? There was another possibility, and the Chachamim did not want to reveal what it was. My Odacheres Hoysa, what was this other option? Malicho Pachas Pachas Midalad Amas, that you carry it less than Dalad Amas at a time. Amaylo Rasu Chacham Legalosa, and why didn't they want to reveal it? Mishum Kavod Elokim Hester Dover, Kvod Malachim Chakra Dover. Because sometimes honor of the Rebbein is suppressing things and hiding it, because it could come to Chil Shabbos. Because people could forget carrying it themselves and end up carrying it Arba Amos and be Mechal Shabbos. V'hocha my Kvod Elokim, Niko, what's the Kvod Elokim? Dilma Osi Lasui Dalad Amos Tzarabin. We just said, Rashi. Aliva the Rabbonim. The Amri Lav Daito Tzilsohi, the Rabbanan hold that a Cheresh is mamish like a Shota, well, the Inyan Mitzvah Sariuka cotton, and therefore is exactly like a cotton, so who do you give the wallet to? The actual cotton or the Cheresh? The Torah Meshenu Shalom, below Rishus, receive Tua Zarech, says your Tua, you take Truma, not somebody else's. The Cheresh Shota the cotton, the receive Ashi Yedvenu Libo, Sheishlo Leivlis Nade, B'talmud Yushami. And the reason a Cheresh Shota the cotton can't take Truma, because it says, Me'es, called Isha Shiyad Venu Libo Tikhuas Trumasi, even though it's talking about a different kind of Truma, but we learn one from the other. And therefore it has to be Dibu Saleh, means somebody who has the intelligence to be able to donate and volunteer something. And a Shreir Shotavakot don't have that measure of intelligence. Afilu Bishus, and a Goy who takes off Truma even with permission, the Shlichus Mehecha Yisravi, Mikain Tarimu Gamatem. Gam l'rabba shluchachem. Because the only way a goy or anybody can take off truma for somebody else is they're in their shliach. And we learn shlichus from this pasuk. Tein torimu gam atem. The gam comes to include your agent. Ma atem b'nei bris, ach shluchachem b'nei bris. Just like you're Jewish, your agent has to be Jewish. Oda cheres hoysa tekonu l'kis l'atzilo. V'amayla rotsu b'damos. L'halim divrei Torah. Why do they want to hide this option? Kavod Elohim Hester Dover, Mutter Lahaster Divrei Torah, the Kavod Shemayim. You're allowed to hide Divrei Torah if you're doing it the Kavod Shemayim. Kavod Melochim Chakor Dover, Ein Lahaster the Kavod Osher Adam the Chashivuso, El Shav Tachkarei. But you don't hide Divrei Torah for Kavod Melochim, for the sake of riches or whatever, that you're not allowed to hide Divrei Torah. But in order to honor the Rabbanu Shel Olam, to prevent Isurin, then you can hide away Divrei Torah. Let's go on. Tanya, Rabbi Elazar Omer, Bo Bayom God Shusa, Rabbi Yeshua Omer, Bo Bayom Moch Kusa. The day that they made these gzeros, and one of the gzeros was that you have to give it to a goy or whatever, but not to be to carry it Arba Amos Peshus Harabim. Right, that's the way at least the Rashi learns. So what's it called? Rabbi Yeshua said that day. Rabbi Lezer says that day they added on to the saw. They made a big measure, a plentiful measure. And Yeshua says, no, that day they cut down from the measure. We'll see, we'll say what it means. Rashi. Bo bayom God Shusa, b'yom sha'olu l'aliyas Hananya ben Chizkia. That was the day they made the 18 zeros. So the day they went up to the attic of Hananya ben Chizkia, the Gazru Yudches Dover, the Zuachas Mehen, and this is one of them, that if you're traveling and becomes late, you give your wallet to a goy. Rashi learns the gzera was that you're not allowed to carry it anymore less than arba amos. You must either give it to a goy or a chayri shol to the cotton, put it on the donkey, but you can't carry it in your hand less than dalar amos. Im yesham nochri, also yom hir busyag l'torah. That, what's it called? They made a siyag l'torah. They made a good gzeira. Right? They added something positive to the Torah. The mida gedusha, the yotha madadu. They measured with a plentiful measure. The harbos geder b'Yisrael. It was a successful gzeira. And Rabbi Yeshua says, no, bo mochkusa, the mida mechuka madadu. No, it wasn't a plentiful measure. It was a measure that was missing. Bo biyom shehir b'ligziyos midayin, because they made a gzeira that was too much. The ein yicholim lam would be gzeirasa, and people wouldn't be able to withstand this gzeira. We tokach over on Divrei Torah, because they don't have the option of carrying it less than arba amos. When there's no goy or no animal or whatever, they're going to end up carrying it in Rishus HaRabim. So this gzeira was not a good gzeira. It ended up, what's it called, causing people to mechal Shabbos. Nimtzes midasa mechuka mitfifasa. The tov hayolahem lios midasa tfufa v'losovali de mechek merov gocha. They better should have had a more plentiful measure than making it so impossible to function that people would have no other option than to mechal Shabbos. Rashi. That's how Rashi learns. What Rabbi Elazar said that they measured with a plentiful measure. It was a good gzeira. It kept people away from keeping Gemri Mechal Shabbos. What can you compare it to? Domele kupa malea kishuim v'diluim. Person has a kupa that's filled with kishuim and diluim, and with cucumbers and pumpkins. Adam nosim atocha chardel v'him akzekes. You can add a little bit of mustard and it'll fit in amongst the spaces between the vegetables. The himachzekes. And therefore, same thing over here. Even though the nida was full, right, they added another gzeira, it fit in, it was fine. Marshal Rabbi Yeshua, the mother of her domer, la reva malea dvash. You have a pan full of honey, nosin the tocha rimonin, that goes, and you put more things into it. You put rimonin, and it goes in nuts and pomegranates, the himekia. It's going to end up pushing out the dvash. Same thing, if you fill something up too much, it's going to overflow. Same thing over here. You put too many gzeiras, it's going to force people to be mechal Shabbos and not have the good effect. Rashi. והיא מחזקת ששחרדו, שנופל החרדו בין הכישויים, אף כאן יופי תקנו והוסיפו דובר המשקיים. רב אלעזר holds they did something that was positive, just like adding a little mustard into the vegetables. It's possible to add a little bit more and won't have any bad effect. He made kia, and Rabbi Shua held no, they added too much. They put too much pressure on people. They didn't give them that option, and people were going to end up being mechal Shabbos. Im hadvash, yes hadvash, and it ends up, you put pomegranates and nuts into a pan full of honey, it's going to push some of the honey out. Because maybe the other options weren't good. Maybe even if he had a goy, he wouldn't believe him. He wouldn't trust him. They didn't permit the person to carry it less than arba amas at a time. When a person can't withstand the panic of maybe losing his wallet, so he's going to end up having no other option, and he's going to carry it anyway. And then he'll carry it a lot nicer in the way that it's awesome. Okay? What's it called? Tosus argues on Rashi, and he says that it's not mistaber that Rabbi Yeshua would criticize a takana of the Rabbanan, right, and say that they did the wrong thing. The mice of the takana is kai, right? So he also learns that they both, what's it called, they both say the same. Tosfos like this. Before they made the gzeira of giving it to the Nachri or whatever, it was mutter to carry it less than Dalet Amos. Right? And we're afraid that if you could let him carry it less than Dalet Amos, he's going to forget. He's going to end up carrying it Dalet Amos also. And that's like an Areva, right, that was Mekia. Until they took out the Egozim and Rimonim, and after they took him out, then it wasn't making anymore. So he learns the opposite way. It's not that you have a thing full of honey and you put in pomegranates or whatever, but just the opposite. You had a thing full of honey, and the honey was oozing out because there was also pomegranates and eggs in. There was too much heter over here. They took out some of the heter, and now the vash was contained. Same thing over here. The rabbis took away one of the heterim. There was too many heterim over here, and people would come to be over, and they took away some of the heterim, and that was okay. And what Rabbi Lezer says, Mamash is the same thing, just a little bit different. Sometimes you can add another gzera and prohibit something, and it'll fill up the thing. It won't make it bad. So now they're both saying it was positive. They're only just giving different mishalim of how it was positive. Okay. Omar Mar, Eini Mo Nachri Meinich Olachamor. He said before that if you don't have a goy, then you put it on the donkey. B'halo Mechamer, Rachmona Omar Lo Sasa Komalacha. L'chora, you're Mechamer after you're making the animal do work, and that's called Mechamer. And the Torah said, Lo Sasa Komalacha Ata Uvehemtecha, you and your animal. That means you can't make your animal do work on Shabbos. So, first of all, there's two Isurim over here that have to do with animals. There's two Isurim that have to do with animals. One is what's called the Isur of Mechamer, and the other is Shvisas Behemto. Okay? Shvisas Behemto is an essay, L'man Yonuach Shorcha V'chamorcha Kamocha. Right, that you should let your animal rest. That's what a mitzvah says. And there's an esser lo sasach malacha ato vehemtecha. You can't do malacha with your animal. So, says, why do you need two of them? So, they're all different opinions in the Rishonim. What the difference between these two isurim are? One says that what's it called? The difference between them. The Ran says that mechamer is even with somebody else's animal. You can't make any animal do work on Shabbos. So that applies to all animals. Yours, somebody else's. Shvisas behemto, that your animal should rest, that's only with your animal. It's a special halacha with your animal. You can't let your animal work on Shabbos. That's shvisas behemto. And whatever is also that you're not allowed to do, you're not allowed to let your animal do either. That's the Ran. So the difference between the mitzvah sase and the mitzvah lo sase is basically, if it's your animal, then you're over on two isurim. Mechamer and shvisas behemto. If it's not your animal, then you can only be over on Mechamer, but not on Shvisas Behemto. The Ritva says there's absolutely no difference between them. Whenever you're over one, you're over the other. It doesn't make a difference if it's your animal or somebody else's animal. You can't let animals do work on Shabbos, and you're over a lav and an essay, except it's two isurim. One's a lav, one's an essay, but the conditions are exactly the same. That's a ritva. The Meiri says, when the animal's doing work for a Jew, right, carrying something for you, so then it's what's called mechamer. When he's not doing malacha for a Jew, not doing malacha for you, just doing malacha. You can't let your animal do malacha even for itself. But he's not doing it for you, he's not carrying something for you, but he's carrying something, then you have a chiyuv to make sure that your animal, or an animal, doesn't do malacha. But he's doing it for you, then it's a lav of mechamer. That's how the Meiri learns. The Rambam says a different shot altogether. The Rambam says like this, that the animal's doing work by itself, and you're not doing it with the animal, then that's shvisas behem, though it's only an essay. Right? But when you are doing work together with the animal, then it's a lav, then it's a worse thing. Right? In other words, you're making the animal do this malacha. Mechamer is where you're guiding the animal either by your voice or with a stick or whatever, and you and the animal are carrying this thing together. You're guiding the animal's carrying it. That's mechamer, that's a lav. Where you're not involved at all. You just didn't stop the animal from doing something that's also on Shabbos, but you didn't cause it. Right? You're not making it do the malacha. You're not doing it together with the animal, then it's an essay. And by choresh, there's a kind of malacha that you can do with an animal where it's your chayav misa for it, because the animal is only like a kli in your hands. Right? That is called, that's by plowing. When you plow with an animal, you're plowing. It's like plowing with a plow. Right? The plow is not the thing that's doing the malacha, the person is doing the malacha. It doesn't make a difference, therefore, if it's a plow or he's moving an animal to move the plow. Those kind of cases, you're doing the malacha, and the behemah is just a kli in your hand, then you're chayav misa. But where you're not doing the malacha, you're just guiding the animal to do the malacha, like carrying. It's not the normal way to carry by having an animal carry it. The normal way to carry is you to carry it. Right? So therefore, that's not like choresh. The normal way of plowing is by having an animal pull the plow. Right? Not a person. That's not the normal way of plowing. So therefore, you're chayav misa by plowing. By all other things, you're chayav either a lav or an essay or both. Okay. That we can explain. So Mer says the halo mechamer, v'rachmona omer lo sasa komalacha. The Maisha, by putting the thing on the animal, right, and l'cha'ora, then you're over lo sasa komalacha. The Rambam learns that the question over here was al shvisas behemta. Because the Gemara held that you're not Amish leading it along. You're letting it go by itself. Because the Rambam holds that even with the eights that we're going to have in a second, you can't lead it, you can't tell the animal to go. You can't, giddy up or whatever, or make it move. It has to go on its own. Amar Avada Barava, Meinich Walea Kshim Aleches, you put the wallet on the animal while it's moving. So it never was an Akira. Again, the animal is only Chayiv on what you would be Chayiv. Right, you only chayiv through the animal, not with you. So if you didn't make an akira, right, or a hanacha, so then, or either one not, you're not over an isur d'oraisa, only isur d'rabbon. So the animal's only chayiv, but you would be chayiv. So therefore, they were matter, the isur d'rabbonan, where there's no akira. You put the thing on the animal while it was moving, right? So Mora says, v'ha'iyav shid lokayim v'lahashtin, ma'ayim v'lahartu glolim, ma'ayim is going to stop, right, at some point. Right, and then what's it called? The Ika Kira Vanocha, and then it's going to start again, and it's going to pick up the thing from a stationary matzah, and then what's it called? Put it down again. Then it's Issa Doraisa. So what does it help if you put it on when it was moving? At some point, it's going to stop and start again. When it's walking, you put it on, so it's no Akira. And when it stops, you take it off. And then when it starts moving again, you put it back on. Okay. If that's the case, why an animal? You do that to another person too. If while he's walking, you put it on him, right? There's no akira in hanoch, right? So why can't you use a person? Anything where you, if you did it alone, would be chayav chatos. Right, if you do it through somebody else, shnayim shasu, two people do it together, it's part of avolasu. Not allowed to do it. Kosher chavero part of avolasu, right? The behemto moto lechatzila. But wherever doing it two people together with the only nisuk rabbanan, doing it through an animal is moto lechatzila. There's no malacha here. There's no sasek or malacha. It's not a malacha. Right? It's a malacha is only with a zakira and hanacha. By a regular human being, that'll be asher with the rabbana. By an animal, it's mutter. Rashi. Vahalo mechamer. Manig chamor tuuna kori mechamer. Guiding an animal that has a package is called mechamer. Rachmana omer lo sasa ka malacha ato behem techa. Ve'ezi stam malacha su al yidei shneihem. What kind of malacha is done through both of them? Zui shihi tuuna vuhu mechamer. The animal's carrying things and you're guiding it and leading it. Minichu alea kishum aleches. La'achas shenekra. After it started moving. Lo leches to lav akirahi. You put it on the animal. That's not called an akira. Kinar perakama gabi hitino chaveru ochlin omashke. If somebody, what's it called, was walking and somebody put on his back food or drink. Even the Adam lo mechayev v'chatas, since a person wouldn't be chayev v'chatas, because that's shtayim she'asu, so there was no akira over here on either side, right? Ki haygav nekan mutter. Therefore, they were matered by a behema. Achanami malacha k'si, v'cholav malacha hi. Torah said you can't do malacha with an animal. This is not malacha. It's only issur drabon. It's not called malacha. The Rambam holds that not only do you have to put it on when it's walking, you have to take it off when it's walking too. And that which you take it off when it stops for a second, right, what's it called, mashman, you take it off when it stopped. Here it didn't stop completely. We're just afraid it's going to stop completely. So when it stops, even intermittently, you take it off, wait till it starts up again, then put it back. But ultimately, when it comes to a stop completely, you have to take it off before it stops. And the Rashba holds doesn't make a difference. Once there was no akira, it doesn't make a difference if there's a hanocha or not a hanocha. Chatzi malacha is a chatzi malacha, whether there's an akira without a hanocha or a hanocha without an akira, and it doesn't make any difference if there's no akira and no hanocha, as long as one of them is missing. That's the Rashba. And, and in the Shulchan Aruch, there's a machlokas achron in what the Shulchan Aruch holds, like the Rashba, that you don't have to take it off while it's still moving, or like the Rambam, machlokas. And the Rambam holds also, you can't lead the animal once, even though it's not doing a malacha, because you didn't put it on while it was stopped, put it on while it was moving. Right, still, you can't make it move. The Magid Mishnah explains, the Rambam holds, they were only matter where you don't do any maisa. But if you're leading it along, that's like you're doing a maisa and helping the animal do the malacha, that's awesome. In other words, the sugya over here is talking really about shvisas behemto, where you're not involved. Like we said, the Rambam holds the difference between shvisas behemto and mechamer is whether you're involved in the malacha or not. The animal's doing the malacha on its own, or you're involved. Where you just put it on it while it's moving, there's no malacha involved. So you're not involved in the animal doing malacha, and if you're not guiding it and leading it along the way, you're not involved in the chlal. But to be involved, that's a different issue. That's mechamer, and that's what's awesome. Okay, the Shulchan Aruch brings both the Rambam, and then there's the Rashba also not kamina. You could lead it too. Once it's mutter, it's mutter. There's no difference between leading it with by your voice or letting it go by itself. He holds that mechamer and shvisas behemto are exactly the same thing, and you're over both of them. When you're over, and you're over neither of them when you're not over. And the Shulchan Aruch brings the Rambam, as a mach to be machmer, that you can't lead it as it's going, and the Magen Avraham holds you can make it like the Rashba. There's also a Moshe Feinstein we had, I think, before, that maybe in the on Shabbos, that's only when you put something on somebody, right? That's not called a hanocha. But if you put something on when you're walking and you wear it, you dress yourself, put your hat on, put your jacket on, that's called hanacha. Because even though you're moving, but the thing is settled where it's supposed to be. That's called the hanacha and yechayev achatas. If you put a hat on somebody else as they're walking, yechayev achatas. Here it's only talking where you put it on it and not where it's wearing it. Stam to put something on something moving, that's not a hanacha. But to put it on where it's settled in the place where it's supposed to be, right, as wearing, that should be chayav achatas. Okay. Let's go on. Omer of Adabarav, Hoysech Havilasa Munachas Lakseifo. Person had a package on his shoulders. and it got dark. Pashas, the same case as the Mishnah, right? And it got dark, and now you realize you're carrying this thing on your shoulders, and it's already Shabbos. Rosh tachtecha, so you're allowed to run with it, because you didn't make an akira. There's no, what's it called? You were walking with it from before Shabbos. So there's no akira on Shabbos. You're still walking. So then you run, ad shemagia lebeiso, dafka rosh ava koli koli lo. You can't walk, you have to run. My timer, even the less lehekeros, the mevad akira vanoch. We're afraid that if you don't run, you'll forget, then you're walking normally and you'll stop. And then you'll start again. And then you're going to be over in Issa Doraisa. But if you're running, you realize, you remember that there's something wrong over here and you better not stop. So if you run, it's fine. First of all, the Rambar and the Rashba say that this is only mutter by a package. But by a wallet, what's it called, which is normal to run with, then it's awesome because we're afraid that you'll be making a kira vanoch. This halach over here, that you're walking, is only when you don't have when you have something heavy on your shoulders, not a wallet. And the Ramban brings out another sheet that even with a wallet it's mutter, right? Except that what's it called, with a wallet it's better to carry it less than daladamas. And with a package, it's harder to do because it's too heavy. There it's better to run. Okay. So that's what you have to do. You have to run with it so you don't stop and you don't make an akira vanoch. So, when you get home, you're going to have to stop for a second before you come into the threshold and you're going to end up, what's it called, carrying from Rishus HaRabim to Shayochet. You're going to stop in Rishus HaRabim, make an akira, and end up putting it down in your house. So you're not going to be over the issue. What's going to help running, right? At some point, you're going to have to stop before you get into the house. Or it says, Dezorik Lekalachar Yad. You throw it into the house backhanded while you're moving. So therefore, there was never a hanocha. It's all Shalom Kederech, and therefore, what's it called? You're not over in Issa Doraisa. Rashi. Okay, note lahimena, so you take it off the animal when it stops, before it starts going again. So there was no akira originally, and there's no hanacha. There was no akira, but there was a hanacha, but there was no akira. Now you take it off, and the animal starts again, then you put it back on it again as it's moving. Note lahimena, lacha shetazer, v'taka regu, yanichenu, after it starts moving again, then you put it on again. You can do it, put it on another person too. Because since there's no Issa Doraisa over here, by Kish, they were mounted, these Issa Rabban. Moshe says, no. Saying is like this: if you did this yourself, you had something on your shoulders, and you started walking with it, so you're chayiv achatas because you made an akira. Akira's gufos, akira's chayiv. The only thing is that if you put it on somebody else, right, and together you made the akira, they carried it, and they made the hanocha, your potter, because shnayim shasu. So that's also with the Rabbanan. Wherever, if you would do it completely, you'd be chayav achatas, if you do it together with somebody else, you're patur with the Rabbanan. But wherever that's also with the Rabbanan by somebody else, it's mutter legamre by kish, legabe the, what's it called, the behema. Munachas lok seifon bol yom, the kiddush lo vayom. The guy had something on his shoulders, and he was carrying it Friday afternoon, and then he realized it's Shabbos. As long as he didn't stop to rest, ain't kan akira l'isha. Then there's no akira, right? Constantly moving is no akira. Kali kali ma'at ma'at kolomber nachas. You can't walk with it. You can only run. L'mevet akira v'anocha kolomber dezim l'dekoi v'lava datai avorot shakeri. If you're walking, you may stop and not even realize it. But if you're running, you know that you have to run, you won't stop. T'lach yad shalok kederos rikvi. You throw it backhanded. You go mixeif of the lachor of you. Throw it off your shoulder. right, in an abnormal way, and therefore there never was a hanacha because the hanacha was shaluk aderech. Okay, Rashi. Omar Rami Bar Chama, Hamachamer Achar Behemto B'Shabbos B'Shogeg Chayiv Chatos B'Mezid Chayiv Skiyah. Mechamer, which says Losasek Malacha, is mamish like any malacha that you do yourself. Here the Torah is mechadish, the doing malacha together with the behemah, whatever the gather is mechamer that we mentioned before, the different opinions. Whatever the gather of mechamer is, right, if you do it on Shabbos, if you do it b'shogeg, you chayv achatos, you do it b'mezid, you chayv skin, just like doing the malacha yourself. Torah is mechadish, doing malacha with the behemah is chayv achatos and chayv skin. My time, Omer Rava, Damar Kralo, Sasa Komalacha, Ato Vehemtacha, Vehemto Dum Yedidei. Right? The Torah compares you to your animal. Mahu, Bishoge Chayim Chatas, Mezit Chayim Skila, Av Vehemto Nomi, Bishoge Chayim Chatas, Mezit Chayim Skila. Rashi, Bishoge, Bimalacha Shu Osa Levada. Right? We're doing the Malach himself, if you do Bishoge, Bichayim Chatas. Doing with the animal, Ach behemto, Ach malacha sha'oshal yidei behemto, Tehayna mechamer, Achar chamor, Teuna, Yechai v'chatas tu. And Yechai v'nezit, Yechai v'skil. Omer Rav, Rava, Shtei tshuvos v'dover. I have two questions on this. Chad, or two objections. Chad, d'chsiv, Torah achas yilochem la'osei b'shkoga. Ha'netesh ha'shetasa b'yabroma. Huk shekol ha'torah kul avod azor. Ma avod azor adovid ma'isa b'gufei? Where do we know the chiyuvim of achatos? What are the parameters? We learn the whole Torah from Avodah Zorah. Avodah Zorah, you do an action with your own body, right? And it has to be an action. It can't be something that is lacking in action. And it has to be you did it. Here you didn't do any action. The animal did the action. So you can't be chayv achatos for something that you didn't do any action with. Right, if you're machal Shabbos for something that on a shogeg you bechayev achatos, and then b'mezid you chayev skila, mashma, they go together all the time. You can't be chayev skila unless if you did it b'shogeg you bechayev achatos. But something that you did it b'shogeg you wouldn't be chayev achatos if you did it b'mezid, not chayev skila. Mechlal dikon midi da'in chayev al shigosu achatos v'lo alzdono skila. Master, is something that you're not chayiv either. According to you, you wouldn't be chayiv achatas, but you'd be chayiv skila. Right? If that's the case, right, it's master, there is something that you're not chayiv either. It's a malacha, right, but you're not chayiv either. So what is that? What's something that you're not over, not achatas and not skila, but it's still alive? Still is something that's usher to do. Isn't that mechamer? So it mashmi nachai chatos nachai skila either. It's just stam alav. Moses says lo tchumim v'alev zarkiva v'avor alev rav yosi. No, there are other options where it could be over alav and not chayv skila or a chatos. One is tchumim to go chutz l'tchum according to Rabbi Kiva's deraisa. But there's no what's it called? There's no chiyuv chatos and no skila. But it's not included in malacha. It's a separate iser of lo seitzei ish mekomo. So there it's what's it called? Not called a malacha. Same thing, Havara, according to Rabbi Yossi. We had before. Rabbi Yossi holds that the reason the Torah singled out Havara is to tell me in a chayiv skila or a chatos on the alav. So it's possible to have something that you're only chayiv alav for Shabbos, but not mechamer. Mechamer could be your chayiv skila, even though you're not chayiv a chatos. Okay, that takes away one of the Rabbi's objections. But the first one still stands. Chatos, you wouldn't be chayiv. Maybe you'd be chayiv skila, but you wouldn't be chayiv a chatos. Rashi. Chada d'chsiv Torah achas yilochem ad ha'ovid ma'isa begufo k'd'chsiv la'osei b'shkoga la'osei b'shkoga. You have to do something b'shkoga v'ha'afa lo ka'ovid malacha. You didn't do it ela dibur bi'alma. You just spoke and the animal moved. Shemanig b'kol harid b'shogeg eno chayev korban. So here for sure you wouldn't be chayev a korban by shogeg the chatos because you didn't do an action. Oh, the commerce nami b'mezid chayiv skila kasha. What's it called? You said that b'mezid chayiv skila is also a question. It's not the Sanhedrin. Gabi niskol and hamachalos hashabbos niskol and chilu b'dover shechayav nashigok chatos. The alzdono skila. When are you chayiv skila? If you would have done it b'shogeg, you'd be chayiv chatos. But by mechamer, you're not chayiv chatos b'shogeg, so you're not chayiv skila b'mezid. Michlal de ikachil, de ein chayom lashigosu chatas, but all those skill comes out, there's something that since you're not chayim chatas, b'shogeg, you wouldn't be chayim skila, just be allowed. Not a chiyuv nisa or a chiyuv chatas, what is that? Mechamer. Nothing else. Well, says, no, there's two other options. Tchumim alib d'rakiva, domer d'oraisa ninu, he holds tchumim ras, isa d'oraisa nan isa d'rabonin, v'havi mechalel, umi o ein chayom lashigosu chatas, you mechal Shabbos, you only get a lav, there's no korban, there's no skila. Or, havara alibin Rabbi Yossi, lighting a fire. Rabbi Yossi holds the Torah singled out, lighting a fire, because what's it called, tell me it's only chayiv a lav. You're not chayiv skila, and you're not chayiv a chatas. The Torah paraklagodl, havara lalav yodas. Havara was singled out to tell me that it's different than the other malachas, you're only chayiv a lav, you're not chayiv a chiyuv nisa or a chatas.